So, I know you're doing a vested interest. The 5 p.m., we are the Pacific City Joint Water and Sanitation Authority Board of Directors special meeting for this evening. It is now in order. We're going to call the roll call. Cameron Gogus, here. Sean Carlton,
here.
Ann Price,
here.
And I'm the chair, Tom Donahue. So we'll go right into new business. I would like to keep this short, so I'm hoping everybody has read their documents. Ann Price, you had a comment?
Yes, I'd like to move that we accept the professional services agreement from Parametrics and sign the contract with the total compensation amount quoted as $151,819.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Time for discussion. Does anybody have any concerns about this contract? I did notice myself that it was a time and material contract, and that with good reason they could extend it or charge us more under time and materials. But that was the only concern I had. Cameron, do you have a concern?
Yes, I do. At the time frame and stuff, have we ever put it in any of our projects that if they get a date and time of a finish that it extends past that, it's a penalty towards them? Can we do that on this?
I think we can if we wanted to, but they put this contract together, and unless we voted down and asked them to put a time frame penalty as part of the contract, we'd have to vote it down to do that. So I understand your concern. Sean, do you have any concerns like that?
I certainly would like to see that kind of a thing going forward. You know, we've certainly got some history with Parametrics of it seems like not hitting target deadlines, so I think it's good to move forward, but you know, at the risk of putting this off another, you know, 2 weeks or a month, I think that screws with our timeline.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Ann, do you have a comment?
I do. I believe that at several points in this contract, there are references to oversight by the principal engineer on the job and by our authority manager. And I don't know the principal engineer on the job, but I feel like I do know the work ethic and attention to detail of our authority manager. And I'm confident that every effort will be made and success will be there, if at all possible, to stick to the timeline, and that there will be feet held to the fire if things start to go off track.
Okay. One last comment. Cameron.
Yeah, John, if we need to get a, you know, a big stick of dynamite or something, or a big fire stick to light underneath these guys, you've got my permission to put a fire under them with the pass. Let's hopefully that they can redeem themselves, as you could put it.
God.
Yeah, well, thank you, and you guys are making this easy on me. I have gone over the scope of work and the contract quite thoroughly. Despite some reservations we have about Parametrics in other areas, I'm confident for this particular job, maybe not all future jobs, but for this particular job, it's the right firm. It's the right engineering firm for this particular job. I have no doubt that everything Parametrics will be responsible for and has control over will be delivered on time. What I will say is there's a couple other factors that the project's a bit at the mercy of. One is, you know, availability of parts. So I'd like to get those ordered as early as I can. Although I'm pretty sure we're going to make supplying the materials a prerequisite for the contractor that wins the project. But, you know, knowing that, you know, there are in this right now, there's a lot of external factors that are influencing things. For example, I just got a new meter base for one that was rusting out at one of our lift stations. It took almost a year to get. So I'm going to move forward with this with that type of thing in mind, try to get things ordered or, you know, get things moving on this as early as possible just to account for those contingencies, because this is a weather-dependent project, more so than other pipeline replacements we may do in other parts of our service area. I did briefly want to address a question Ann had via email. One of the things they identified in the contract is that the assumptions made that there won't be a need for potholing. Potholing is a reference to locating the physical presence of other utilities by actually uncovering them. The only concern here with that would be the existing sewer service lines on Rupel. Keep in mind this is a water pipeline replacement project, but we do have an existing main with existing sewer services. Normally I would expect that to perhaps cause some difficulty and for need for some potholing. But the good news is with our new sewer inspection camera that will be on the way, we can drop that in a manhole and measure the exact distance to every sewer service on that street. So I'm confident that potholing will not be a big factor. I can't say conclusively we may not have to do a couple of them, but if we do, we have the crews and the equipment and the skills to do that out of scope in support of this project. So I think this is the right decision, Parametrics has already done a lot of the legwork for this project a year or two ago. As you, I think you all know, this is a project that has kind of been started up and sidelined at least once, if not twice, before. And so I think they're ready to hit the ground running. And I think that they'll serve us well on this project.
John, when will you start informing the folks that this project, and if there's going to be any meetings or anything like that?
Well, we're probably 9 months out from actually having an impact on their lives. So I don't think we have to do it right away, but I think we should do it soon. I think the process should start with a letter to all the homeowners and letting them know that there will be an opportunity to have a meeting and to ask questions and express concerns to the board. So we will allow plenty of time for that. I would think that maybe a letter to the homeowners around the end of the year would be the appropriate timing.
Okay, Sean?
I would recommend doing it right away. You've got some vacation rentals on
That's true.
And they're booking out pretty far ahead of time, and I assume we're going to be, you know, digging up people's driveways and having plates over it and that kind of thing. So I think you just give a heads up to the homeowners right away.
Okay. Now, you bring up a good point about the vacation rentals and how people often book those months in advance. And that's something I hadn't considered. But with that in mind, I'll certainly take your advice, and we'll get those letters out within the next couple of weeks.
Great, thank you.
Excellent. All right, seeing as how there is no further discussion, we have John?
Well, one last thing, Tom, is just a reminder to you, this type of contract, I think, requires my signature and the chair's signature. So the next time you swing or drive by the office, if you could stop in, that would be great.
I have checks to sign Friday. For sure, we'll try to get them both done at the same time.
That sounds great. That was the only other thing I had to add.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the floor. No further discussion. The motion, Ann, would you read your motion again, please?
I can't read it because I didn't write it down. But the motion is to accept the professional services agreement with Parametrics for the project Ruppel Avenue Water Pipeline Upgrades for a total compensation amount of $151,819.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
That's a unanimous vote, so the motion passes. And, John, were there any guest questions or comments?
There were not.
Okay. Chair or director comments. Does anybody have any further comments about this item? All right. Well, shoot, I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't adjourn. It is now 5:11, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time this evening.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.